case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
I feel no matter how many times these stories come out, people never learn to double check their photos when they're trying to be sneaky or just double checking photos in general. A woman has revealed how a seemingly innocent photo of her boyfriend watching the Olympics has landed him in a bit of hot water. So her name's Megan. She shared this story on TikTok and she said she asked her boyfriend, you know, what are you doing? You know, what's up kind of thing. Mm. And so he replied this on Snapchat and he replied back saying, just watching the Olympics with the boys, see you tomorrow. And then sent a pic of him like sitting on the couch with the Olympics on the TV screen.
Yeah.
Trying to be like, here's the proof of
innocent,
this happening.
Innocent.
What he didn't realise is that in front of the TV, so the TV's mounted on the wall, underneath is like the entertainment unit.
Yeah.
And it had mirrored glass doors on it.
Oh.
And eagle-eyed girlfriend, who was a little bit suspicious, zoomed in on mirrored glass doors, saw her boyfriend's legs and another girl's, and also a lot of, you know, fashion magazines and girly stereotypical things around the place. So some people are like, oh, couldn't he have just been at like the guy, like if it's a guy's house and it's his wife kind of thing? Like, no, there was only those two legs in the photo.
That's
and
funny.
She then dumped him and they've broken up and it's just another photo fail. But it happens a lot that you don't always see. You hear the stories of people like with their Christmas cards.
Yeah.
They send them out and there's like the kid in the back is like just naked or something. This happened to one of my friends. He was taking a selfie in a bathroom, you know, just like a kind of cute mirror selfie,
whatever he was doing. Yeah.
And he didn't realise that the flush button for the toilet was one of those like stainless steel kind of ones that you see in like public toilets a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so he took a picture of him from the top half.
Oh, no.
And in the reflection on the mirror back onto the mirrored toilet button was his downstairs bit, the front side. So he was completely naked. He was trying to give off that he wasn't. He was completely naked. And that photo got posted on the internet. Himself. He posted it himself.
Yeah.
He only has himself to blame.
Yeah.
So I thought that we could maybe open this up this morning. 533-1031, photo fails.
Yes. Yeah, surely.
There's a ton of stories out there and I want to hear them. Did you catch someone cheating?
Yeah, that's
right. Did you have a kid accidentally stick the finger up in a photo and you sent it out to your family and friends?
That's right. Perfectly timed photos as well. Perfectly timed photos as well. 533-1031.
Damon from Alfred and Photo Fails is what we're talking. What's yours?
Mine's basically I was proposing to my now fiance, but I had my mate get up to the spot on the hill a little earlier and hide a camera, and he also set up his phone in another spot as a backup. And then I did the proposal and I went to look at the footage and he hadn't turned the camera on. And then when I went to look at the phone, it had run out of storage and stopped recording.
Oh, so double photo fail. How did you just have to kind of recreate the moment to get the footage?
Didn't really feel like doing it, so we just, we used a bit of footage and just a photo and stuff, but never got it on film, me proposing.
Oh, that's kind of sad. Did you reveal that to your fiance, being like, oh, we're meant to get it filmed, but I didn't, or have you just never told her?
I mean, I had a giant camera on a tripod that I couldn't get any footage from, so it was a little obvious.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she caught on, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Damon.
No.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.